Trauma 102.3 FM.
Proclaiming God's great love to the nations. This is One Love Radio.
Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
Up next, the news bulletin.
The evening main news bulletin is brought to you by the Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
With the main news on One Love Radio, my name is Mumbra Tailash. Let's take a look at the headlines. Citizens First concerned with continued reports of harassment, intimidation, illegal levies and insecurity faced by Zambian drivers. Zari Rice Training and Processing Facility, among the best rice training centres in sub-Saharan Africa. In international headlines, South Africa's President Cyril Ramaphosa concerned over recent US military action in Venezuela. And in sports, Bruce blamed South Africa's early AFCON exit on lack of European best players. And now the news in detail. The Citizens First is concerned with the continued reports of harassment, intimidation, illegal levies and insecurity faced by Zambian drivers operating across the border into the Democratic Republic of Congo. Party spokesperson, chairperson, information, publicity and communications, Daliso Tembo, notes that drivers are not only law-abiding citizens, but also the backbone of regional trade and economic cooperation between Zambia and the DRC. Ms. Tembo says it is deeply troubling that Zambian drivers continue to endure such hardships while the current government remains largely silent and reactive. She says the primary duty of any government is to protect its citizens both within and outside its borders. Ms. Tembo says when they form government as Citizens First, they would take decisive action to address this matter by engaging the government of the Democratic Republic of Congo at the highest diplomatic level to ensure the safety and fair treatment of Zambian drivers. The Center for Environment Justice CEJA has underscored the importance of honest feedback and the Climate Just Communities CJC project from communities in Luangwa District regarding awareness of government empowerment programs if they are to benefit. This came to light during a community awareness engagement conducted in Cluster 3, Mpoka Ward in Luangwa District under the Climate Just Communities CJC project supported by the Scottish Government through NIRAS Zambia. CEJA project's coordinator engineer Gabriel Mukoka explains that the event was necessary because the CJC project has existed in Luangwa for 3 years now. Engineer Mukoka highlighted that the CJC project is addressing climate challenges based on community-specific needs in 4 districts including Luangwa, Fioma, Sinazongwe and Shangombo. Engineer Mukoka mentioned that experts from the Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development, the Ministry of Agriculture and the Ministry of Community Development were initially invited to provide detailed insights into the program. He pointed out that under this project, when addressing issues related to the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, CEJA invites officials from the council who handle CDF.
Last time, they were the sector of Dabo, right? Basically,
So we are going to have to understand the logistic last time. Right? So, apama yelelo foot. We start to continue the issue at time. Feedback, na questions, na tumina mafunzo, mafunzo foot, tina ma concerns, ya raising your foot. Time, so this branch, tenda kesta branch, address time.
Speaking at the same event, Council of Churches in Zambia CCZ Project Coordinator for Luangwa, Gift Chipo Mubambe, encouraged communities to report any challenges to the CJC project or its partners so that appropriate steps can be taken by the government to resolve them. Mubambe stressed that what is important is that when issues are raised, they must be followed up with action so that meetings are not held just for the sake of meeting. He remarked that the project's role is advocacy to open minds and connect people to government systems that can improve their lives.
That's meeting here, so one kind of action, isn't it? So that if it's Vilangu, ngatisini kuenda kwa agriculture kina office ya ba DC kuzi ngarembe maleta zi inangu takopi na bandani ba DC ae yenangu yaenda kuma office ya ba antawa ya pere then we can make it it's easy manje kumapanga mafola kusimu amen kutano isetinale tako dandaulo yaso andi ba DC walinayo ileta kapena ni kukansu na kweze ba council secretary walinayo na kudepartment ya planning na kweze walinayo andi chula chingere kutinanga isetizata njizu wabanja atingi dechi mchili important maningi tamechinga choke meeting moon.
The Higher Education Authority has described the launch of the loan product for higher education institutions by the Citizens Economic Empowerment Commission CEEC as a defining moment for Zambia's higher education sector and a powerful validation of the inaugural higher education endeavor. Institution Director General Kajila Chinsembu says the development presents clear, tangible and measurable outcomes of the endeavor, which was convened under the theme Unlocking Zambia's Potential through New Investments in Quality Higher Education from 8th to 10th October 2025 at the Avani Victoria Falls Resort in Livingstone. Professor Chinsembu noted that the endeavor was intentionally designed to move the sector beyond discussion and into implementation, and the CEEC loan product is the first major proof point of the vision. The Director General praised CEEC for responding decisively to the conversations and engagement that took place at the Indaba, describing the Commission as a model of how strategic partnerships can unlock opportunities for the higher education subsector. He emphasized that the loan product, which targets infrastructure development, innovation centers, laboratories, renewable energy systems, ICT facilities, and student entrepreneurship hubs, speaks directly to the investment gaps that higher education institutions have long faced. He further urged all eligible higher education institutions to seize the opportunity presented by the CEEC loan product and apply within the stipulated time frame, stressing that access to financing is now firmly within reach for the institutions ready to invest in growth and quality. Now, a member of the public has called on the government to allow the Zambia National Service ZNS construct quality roads and a bridge in Kasupe, as the bridge is always being repaired every rain season. Mr. Julius Mwanza from within Lusaka has bemoaned the waste of CDF resources through yearly repairing of the bridge. He has noted that the contractors that are contracted to do the bridge do not do a quality work in repairing the bridge, hence the constant damage.
One of my contributions is that karoti kau kasupe kaja kangara ni nyimbo every year na ka bridge ikaloka semwamene yako kera monga apa so ni kangara impassable ama kangara over flooded mhako kuti government this time washita kwa involve ZNS kutipangira kwa ka bridge, because ma constructor wanao mashita construct, they don't do a good job. This money is being provided manje under CDF. CDF is doing the same bridge every year, but tere kwa ka bridge kaza nkara permanent. Secondly, I appreciate the government for changing. I never let manja tika yeni ka transaction kangaende China. The government is looking ahead and they are working mundu sanga wame monse and mundu sazaka kondoresa wonse. This is a working government and we appreciate whatever they are doing.
Agriculture News.
Now, government has described the Zambia Agricultural Research Institute ZARI rice training and processing facility in Mavumba Mansa district as among the best rice training centers in sub-Saharan Africa, with the potential to position Wapla province as a regional hub for rice production, training and exports. Wapla province Minister Engineer Nathan Masonda said this on Tuesday when he toured the facility, emphasizing the need for sustainability.